Hi Cheryl, how are you doing? Thank you so much for caring and asking and doing all of this. It really means a lot to me. And I apologize for not being responsive. I've lacked internet connection for a very long time. And sorry that I'm sending a text, sorry, a voice note, not a text message, because I don't think that I'm in the mood for writing long paragraphs or something, but just wanted you to know that I'm good. I'm alive, let's say. This would be more accurate. I've lost some friends. Many of my friends lost their homes. I miss my home. I don't know whether I'm going to see it again or not. But please keep doing whatever you can do to help us, because what is going on here is madness. And this madness is killing people. I read some news today for the first time in a couple of weeks, I guess, or something, and they said that the murders are about 7,000. I don't know. I can't process the number. It's really big, and I've been thinking about the project. We are not numbers, but I think the reality, the harsh reality of Gazans is something that was not to be changed by a project or writing some stories as long as the world is not hearing. I don't know, Cheryl. Seriously, I don't know. I just pray to God every day that this is going to end soon. I keep telling my friends, myself, and everyone, it's just a matter of a couple of days and everything will be over and we're going back to our homes, we're going to meet again. But when I say with myself, I'm really scared that this might not end any soon. With every day, I think that death is getting closer either to me or to my beloved ones, and this is not a good thought to live with, not for this long. We've been going through this for, they say that it's 20 days, but we've been going through this for 75 years, I think. I don't know whether this is going to end or not, but I want it to end before I lose my mind. I can't take this anymore. I can't take it anymore. I don't want to leave life this early. I want to live with my friends. Want to make more memories. Don't want to lose my life. I mean, it would be really, really an honor to die for my country, but I don't want to make anyone sad if I go. It's really complicated. Really complicated. Please pray for us and do whatever you can do, please.